More than 12,000 peacekeepers from 28 countries are deployed in Lebanon, in one of the UN's largest missions. These men and women are part of the Indonesian contingent. UN peacekeepers first came to Lebanon in 1978. They have been a buffer between Israel and militants in southern Lebanon. In August 2006, as part of the truce that halted the war between Israel and Hezbollah, the UN mission was strengthened. Today, these peacekeepers monitor that fragile truce. Lieutenant Colonel Harry Mulyanto from Indonesia says his peacekeepers assist the local population in many ways.
As peacekeeping, we not only conduct patrol, but we also do humanitarian assistance. We cooperate with local people, with another organization, international organization or non-government organization.
Here, as in other missions, peacekeepers work with the national military to support and train them.
The work of peacekeepers isn't just in the field. Here we have a vocational training program that UNIFIL is running for residents in South Lebanon, where they're teaching young boys how to become mechanics.
In this class, UN peacekeepers have traded their blue berets for overalls and are teaching these boys skills that will help them find jobs. Economic development is seen as a factor in bringing stability to post-conflict societies.
If I want to start my own business, this experience will help me do that.
UNIFIL also runs health clinics, infrastructure projects, and programs to educate school children about the dangers of landmines. Once a male domain, today about 3,000 women are deployed as UN peacekeepers or police. The United Nations hopes more women will join these ranks. First Sergeant Nina has been a UNIFIL police officer for 9 months.
I am and my friends as international military police doing our job as patrolling, checkpoint, investigate for accident or incidents. The other women peacekeepers are soldiers.
Peacekeepers also protect civilians. Here, the local residents mostly welcome them.
They come, they say hello. We say hello. They don't hurt us, and we don't hurt them.
Peacekeepers live far from home for long periods, often under difficult and dangerous conditions. Many have been killed in the line of duty. But despite that, many here say they would do it again.
I can help the people here.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, with UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon.